Welcome back to the Community Christian Church Downers Grove podcast. This week we're joined by Community's teaching team pastor Tammy Melchin for the continuation of our series entitled Breakthrough. This series will journey through the book of Acts to learn how the Holy Spirit was at work in the early church and how God wants to break through in our lives today. We'll be asking God to break through in the areas of prayer, people, places, and plants. This message was recorded live in Downers Grove on Sunday, November 10th. Community in Downers Grove gathers on Sunday mornings at 9 and 10:45 a.m. at 3910 Highland Avenue in Downers Grove, Illinois. Visit welcomehomedg.com to learn more. Follow us on social media at Community Downers Grove on Facebook and at Community DGR on Instagram. And if you'd like to give financially to support Community Christian Church in Downers Grove, visit givenow.cc. Subscribe to our Turn the Page Bible Experience podcast as well for daily readings and commentary throughout the entire series. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you on a Sunday soon.
Over the last year and a half, I've seen a shift in the spiritual intensity in the adults, but also the students here at Community. I've noticed a new commitment to prayer. We have more people than ever on our prayer teams, to fasting, our 21 days of prayer and fasting, to supernatural healings. And this is showing up in our worship, in our serving, and also our small groups. Now, I've seen it personally, but also dramatically in the lives of our students. This summer, our middle school camp culminated with an unprecedented 23 students choosing to be baptized.
Community, it is our conviction that God is preparing us for a significant spiritual breakthrough in your life and in our communities. And when it happens, we want to celebrate this breakthrough like the writer of this psalm did when he said, "Your awe-inspiring acts of power have everyone talking. I'm telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness. We shout with ecstatic joy over your breakthrough for us."
As you're walking in the door and no one inside knows where you are on your spiritual journey at that moment, you're going to be welcomed by somebody who genuinely cares by the fact that you came in.
It told us that we would feel good here and we could feel at home, and we did.
I just feel so loved. I really do. I feel so loved, and I'm worthy of that love.
The one thing that I love about my church is that it is consistent, that it has never wavered from the mission of helping people find their way back to God.
I wanted to get baptized because I wanted people to know that I believed in God.
Breakthrough multiplies through church plants. We plan to invest in Chicago church plants, especially plants in under-resourced neighborhoods. Our partners through the four New Thing Networks in Chicagoland will work together to make sure that more and more people find their way back to God through these new Chicago churches. Community Freedom has already been a national success, and this year we have the opportunity to invest in our local expression through a new community location in the Joliet Treatment Center. The opportunity we have to be the church to a population in such great need is one that we simply cannot afford to miss.
On Sunday, November 17, all of our community locations will come together and each family will bring a one-time gift. On that day, bring that gift as well as your commitment to Breakthrough. And remember, Breakthrough is a commitment above and beyond our regular giving over the next 3 years.
And we're excited to share this year's celebration generosity will be the first gifts from Breakthrough, making it the largest celebration generosity ever.
We know from Scripture that when God's people pray, the Spirit breaks through. And as we move into this season of Breakthrough, let's boldly pray for those two things. First, for us to have a courageous faith. And then secondly, for God to do something only God can do. Join us in asking God for a breakthrough.
My name is Selena Kent, and my family and I have been attending Community for about 3 years. My Aunt Marlene found Community and invited us as a family to all attend, and we've been going there ever since. I felt so welcomed by everyone that greeted us from literally the front door to the stage. I really felt from that moment forward that I did belong there and that God was going to move. God shows me his presence during worship and during song. Oh my goodness, during song. I feel it. I feel God is right with me. I'm crying, I'm raising up my hands and, you know, praising his name. I got involved in teaching in Kid City. I also became the welcoming face at the door greeting people. And it is such a good feeling when people come up to you and say, I love that you're at the door. You make us feel so welcome. It makes me really feel like I'm doing what God intended. I'm making a difference by making someone else feel at home, making them feel belonged, just as I had been made to feel when I came through the door. I think that my biggest breakthrough was when I started praying about being baptized. In my heart, I felt that God told me it was my time to be baptized, to be cleansed, to shed the old and start anew. That was one of the best days of my life. And even better was God really showed me how he moves. My fiance stepped forward and asked to be baptized as well. God can move in ways that you've never imagined. You can't explain it. It's wonderful. I just feel so loved. I really do. I feel so loved. And I'm worthy of that love. Take it from me. Don't put God on the back burner, because you've never been on the back burner for him. And you never will be.
Our city locations have the coolest baptistry ever, don't they? You need to go down there and experience a baptism in Lake Michigan sometime. But I love what Selena said at the end of that, you know, that her story there, that God has never put any of us on the back burner, and he never, ever will. Like, these stories of life change, I know so many of us have experienced this ourselves in this place, these breakthroughs, and so much is happening in our church. God is breaking through in so many ways. In fact, today, I'm going to share with you some of the ways that we are having an impact together that maybe many of you aren't even aware of. I have so many good things to share with you today that I'm just going to go ahead and dive right in. As Ted said, we believe as a church that we are entering this season of breakthrough. This season where we believe that God is going to do things in us and through us that we've never experienced before, that he wants to transform us in ways that we haven't even thought of yet. And so we are praying for breakthroughs. We're praying for breakthroughs in our relationships, in our finances, in our health, in our families, in our faith. Some of us are even praying for breakthroughs with the Chicago Bears, right? And man, I believe God is a powerful God, but I don't know, friends. But seriously, though, we are asking God for breakthroughs. And not only do we believe that God wants to break through in our lives, we believe that he wants to use us to bring breakthrough for others. You see, God, he is a powerful God, and he certainly can bring breakthrough on his own. But because he is a relational God, he is inviting you and I to join him in the work that he is doing in this world. And so over the past few weeks, we have been journeying through the book of Acts together to learn from the very first Christ followers and how God was at work in their community and how he used them to bring breakthrough in their world. So we've been studying this book of Acts, and one of the things that we've discovered is this pattern emerges all throughout the book of Acts. Over and over again, we see this, that when people pray, God breaks through. When people pray, God breaks through. In fact, say that with me. When people pray, God breaks through. Our part is to pray. And God, he brings this breakthrough. When people pray, God breaks through. So this entire season of breakthrough, it begins with prayer, and it will be sustained with prayer. Now, as we've been sharing the last few weeks, during this season, as we enter the season, we are also launching this 3-year breakthrough initiative. And this initiative is all about people, about places, and about plants. So let me just remind you, the people part of this group, not only do we believe that God wants to break through in each of our lives, we believe that he wants to use us to break through in the lives of groups of people. First of all, in investing in the next wave of leadership residents through our lead lab, so that we can raise up more and more people to send out as leaders on the mission. We also believe that this people part is about investing in our songwriters and our musicians who are part of community music. We want to empower these artists to write more songs like Make Room and When Heaven Breaks Through, these songs that are shaping the worship culture of our church. And the people part of this initiative is also about investing in our students. We want to ensure that every single community location just has a thriving student community where more and more students are finding their way back to God. In fact, I want to share with you a short clip from just a couple weeks ago. We had this big blast launch event at our Naperville location, and it was encouraging as we set up a video camera and asked students to tell us what breakthroughs they are praying for.
My breakthrough prayer is to become more confident with myself and get more answers to the questions I've been wondering my entire life.
My breakthrough prayer is to see God move in an unspeakable way and in a way that He's never moved before. That's really what I want to see.
I really want to be able to find myself and know my purpose in life and understand what it means to be a Christian.
My breakthrough prayer is I would like to stop arguing over things that don't matter in my house. I spend so much time arguing that I don't have enough time to listen for God and to read the Bible.
That I'm going to be able to find my way back to God and knowing that God always has my back.
My prayer tonight is, Father, I need to be in more peace with my mom. I know I haven't been the best to her, and she just gives me everything, and I just can't keep fighting with her.
Lord, give me strength and guidance and breakthrough with your presence in my life. Help me to put in the effort to have you consistent in my life and to consistently display your love to others. I desperately need you, and so does the rest of the world. I have a big empty space in me that's craving you, and I want to stop that craving. I need you to be a part of my life, and I'm lacking Jesus, and I don't want that anymore. I love you, God.
Every voice, come on. We'll bless the name of the Lord before the breakthrough.
What location that young man was from, but somewhere there's a mom who is bawling in one of our services right now, right? But I love what God is doing in our students. And so we are praying for breakthrough in people, but not only people. Last week we talked about how we are praying for breakthroughs in places. In every single one of our community locations. See, through this breakthrough initiative, we'll be able to make an investment and a next step at every one of our locations to help us help more and more people find their way back to God. And you know, I have to say, here at Downers Grove, of course, our breakthrough initiative is going to help us complete the renovation of this facility. And when I was thinking about coming here today, I have to tell you, for those of you that don't know, those of us that spend most of our time in other parts of community, we are just thrilled at what God is doing here, what He's doing in and through you. And as I was driving here, I thought about how just 2 years ago, when we were getting ready to launch this location, I know Ted and the team, I mean, they were searching all over Downers Grove for somewhere to meet on a Sunday morning, and we couldn't find anywhere to meet on a Sunday morning. How many of you were part of the launch team and remember that? Yeah. And so now, just less than 2 years later, here we are, meeting in a building that not only is available, that now we own. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, that is a breakthrough. And we are praying that God will do that more and more and more here in Downers Grove, but at all of our locations. And that's what the places part of this breakthrough initiative is about. Now today, we're going to learn about the third part, the plants part. And when I say plants, I'm not talking ferns and shrubs, okay? Around here at Community, when we talk about plants, what we are talking about is starting new church plants. And to understand why planting churches is so important, let's go back all the way back to the beginning of Acts. You know, right before Jesus left this earth and returned to His Father, all of the Christ followers, they were in one place, Jerusalem, reaching one people, the Jewish people. But as Jesus prepares to leave, He commissions them. And He says, hey, I want you to carry my good news to right where you are here in Jerusalem, but then I'm going to use you to carry it to Judea and Samaria and eventually to the ends of the earth. You see, the mission of Jesus is good news for all people in all places. And God had a plan for how He was going to accomplish that, how He was going to get the good news of Jesus from this one place to the ends of the earth. And His plan is church planting. It's church planting. In fact, God used adverse circumstances to set his mission in motion. You see, there's some persecution that broke out in Jerusalem. And because of it, the followers of Jesus are scattered and they are spread out to other regions and other places. And Luke, the author of Acts, he writes about it this way. He says, "Meanwhile, the believers who had been scattered during the persecution after Stephen's death traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch of Syria. Some of the believers who went to Antioch from Cyprus and Cyrene began preaching to the Gentiles about the Lord Jesus, and the power of the Lord was with them, and a large number of these Gentiles believed and turned to the Lord." You see, what happens as we move through the book of Acts is the second half of the book of Acts, the attention turns to how the good news of Jesus moves beyond its Jewish roots to reach the Gentiles, to reach all peoples. And at the center of this mission in the second half of the book of Acts is a brand new church that is planted in the city of Antioch. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Antioch. The city of Antioch, it was significant in a number of ways. There's a first century historian, his name is Josephus, and he notes that Antioch was actually considered the third most important city in the Roman Empire, behind Rome and Alexandria. Then you have Antioch. Antioch, it was large, and it was wealthy, and it was very diverse. And the church that was planted there ends up impacting the rest of the world. So what was it about this church? What made this church in Antioch so special? Well, let me tell you a few characteristics of this church that theologian Jack Levinson points out. He says this. He says, first, the church at Antioch, it was a listening and learning community. You see, when this church forms, the first thing that happens is Barnabas, he goes and finds Saul, who we better know as Paul. And they come together and they spend a year just pouring in, teaching this church, teaching them the scriptures, teaching them about Jesus, teaching them about what it meant to carry out his mission in this world. And this community, they just soaked it up. They wanted to learn. They were hungry to learn. A second thing we see about this church, that the church at Antioch was a generous community. In fact, when they learned about another community of Christ followers back in Judea who were suffering during a famine, their gut reaction was to band together, and they raised money to provide relief for them. You see, this church at Antioch, they were generous above and beyond to further the mission. A third thing we learn about them is the church at Antioch was a multicultural community. Remember, I said that the church at Antioch was in a very diverse city. And the church reflected that. And you see, these people that are mentioned here in the first verse of chapter 13, they represent a diverse number of cultures. Now, let me pause for a second, because maybe as we continue talking about this church, you might think, well, wow, that church was perfect. That church was perfect, but have you seen my church? No, your church is good too, right? but that church seems to be perfect, but it wasn't perfect. I mean, they had their problems. You can read parts in Acts and later in Paul's letters where you find they certainly had their problems. And in fact, because of their diversity, they often had some heated arguments. But what we see in this book of Acts is that they stuck together because they knew that their cultural differences were not as important as the mission of helping people find their way back to God. As Ted said, they put the mission in the center, which is what we try to do here at Community. They put the mission in the center. And that was the most important thing. Well, the fourth thing about this church at Antioch is that they were a praying and fasting community. See, I think they knew that the only way they were going to experience the breakthroughs that they longed to see God do was if they made room in their lives for the Holy Spirit to work in their hearts and their minds. And so they regularly fasted. They regularly prayed together. And they put such a high priority in this as they look to God for guidance. Now, these key qualities of this church at Antioch, I think they tell us what was true of the internal work of the Holy Spirit in this community of Christ followers. But the external result was not only did the church grow and grow and grow, but then they began to send out people. They became a multiplying church. And they actually began a whole movement of church planting. In fact, as you continue reading in Acts, guided by God's Spirit, they sent Paul and Barnabas to take the good news of Jesus to every place in the known world at that time. And the second half of the Acts chronicles Paul's missionary journeys. He went on three journeys throughout what is modern-day Turkey and Greece, and he took the good news of Jesus everywhere he went. And what he did as he shared the good news of Jesus is he formed these communities that became churches. He planted churches in every one of these cities that he visited. But I want you to understand that all three of these missionary journeys, all of these churches that got planted, had their origin back in this church at Antioch. Antioch was a sending church. And you see, here at Community, we have always believed that God has called us to be a sending church. In fact, if you've been around for any length of time, you've probably heard Dave Ferguson, one of our founding pastors, talk about how way back, you know, 30-some years ago, when Dave and John were just like punk 20-year-old kids, they already had this vision. They believed that God was calling them to this three-part vision. And the first part of that was to be an impact church, to be a church that would really make the difference in the lives of a community. In fact, they believed that God was calling them to help people who were far from God find their way back to God, and they wanted to make such an impact in a particular community that if for some reason the church left, the whole neighborhood would grieve, that it would have that kind of impact on a local place. And prayerfully, over the last 30 years, that's who Community is and who we are becoming. But the vision didn't stop there. The second thing they believed God was calling us to is to be a reproducing church. And that meant to be a church that would start other churches. And early on, we thought that would just happen through church planting, and it certainly has. But over time, we also came to see that it was a call to be one church in many locations here in Chicagoland, including this location that we're at here in Downers Grove. But not only that, the vision was that if God would so bless us, that we would catalyze a movement of multiplying churches. And out of that vision, this thing was born that you probably hear us refer to from time to time called New Thing. New Thing is kind of our church planning organization. It's a vision for catalyzing a movement of these reproducing churches. And I believe that we're beginning to see the third part of this vision come to life through New Thing. In fact, we have been able to help plant over 1,500 churches worldwide through our efforts in New Thing. But let me tell you why I personally believe that church planting is so important. As Ted said, I was part of the team that 9 years ago moved to the north side of the city of Chicago to launch our Lincoln Square location. And there were 25 of us that actually decided to move from our homes in the suburbs to the north side of the city. But the reality is there were hundreds of people who were part of Community that helped plant this new church through their connections, through their generosity. And I have to tell you, I could tell you story after story of life change that happened, even just in those first couple years. I mean, I think of this guy, Dave. Dave, who was a friend of mine who actually I didn't know before I moved to the city. And Dave had actually lived in the city for a decade. And about the same time that the 25 of us moved in, his parents started attending our Naperville Yellow Box location. And they said to him, they said, hey, we heard this rumor through the grapevine that they're starting one of these churches by you. And so Dave, as I got to know him, told me that he found himself, he said all of his life he had just chased career success and money. And he finished his MBA and he found himself one day sitting in his apartment just with this emptiness thinking, is this really all there is? I mean, there's got to be more than this. And then his mom called him and told him, hey, this new church is coming to right where you live. And so Dave actually reached out, and he became part of our launch team, having never been a part of a church community as an adult before in his life. And I'll never forget, 2 weeks before we had our grand opening of the Lincoln Square location, he emailed me and said, hey, I want to be the very first baptism at this new church in the city. And that's why we do this. I think of Rich. Rich is another guy who, there was a tender at Plainfield who was a friend of his family's and told him, hey, there's this new church coming to your neighborhood. And Rich and his fiance, they actually ended up showing up. And as I got to know Rich, it was pretty interesting. I was actually kind of surprised that he ever walked through the door for the first time, because he told me, he said, all my life, I've been pretty aimless. Like, I didn't really care about anyone or anything except for where the party was going to be next weekend. But for some reason, they walked through the doors of community, and I loved watching what Jesus did as he got a hold of Rich's life. I mean, it literally transformed him into a different person. And I'll never forget, about a year after Rich came, I had the privilege of baptizing him. In fact, most people, when they see this picture, they're surprised that I got to baptize Jesus. But, you know. But friends, I could tell you stories like this over and over and over again, and I know these stories are here in this community too. And they happen because people at Community Christian Church decided to band together and start a new church for people who did not have one. And that is what the Plants part of the Breakthrough Initiative is all about. You see, research has shown that new churches are able to help 3 to 4 times more people find their way back to God than older, established churches. It's just the reality. And that is why we are so passionate about starting new churches. So through this Breakthrough Initiative, we are going to be able to invest in Chicago church plants, especially in under-resourced neighborhoods on the south and west sides. You know, years ago, I heard this proverb, and I think Ted shared this with you a couple weeks ago, that if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. And honestly, we started New Thing to form partnerships that would help us go far together in planting churches, yes, around the world, but also right here in Chicago. In fact, we have formed some networks here in Chicago. We are joining together with 30 other churches, representing a diverse collection of churches around our city and our suburbs. And we have this goal to start 50 new churches in Chicagoland in the next 3 years. In fact, you may not know this, but actually, as we speak, we are actually helping to plant a church in the Edison Park neighborhood of Chicago. There's 4 churches in this New Thing network: ourselves, Park Community Church, So Church, and Kingdom Covenant Church. And we're sending out this family. This here is Bob Hedge and his family. And we're sending this family out to start a new church on the far northwest, or, yeah, north, I think it's west, right? Yeah, northwest, otherwise you'd be in the lake. So, yes, northwest side of the city. And I love that. And that's what we want to do more and more and more, because these new churches, they reach people. They help people find their way back to God. Now, the plant parts of this Breakthrough Initiative also includes community freedom, which you've been hearing more about. And, you know, even though community freedom, we're going to be launching some new locations here in Illinois soon, it's been something that's been happening for a while now. Actually, our very first community freedom location was planted inside of a prison in San Diego in partnership with our New Thing Church there. In fact, there were several people from our staff recently had the opportunity to be there, and they met with the warden at the Donovan Correction Facility there in San Diego. And this warden, who is a Christ follower, with tears in his eyes, told our team about how he had received this letter from a former inmate who had been released. And this guy wrote him a letter thanking him for allowing community freedom to be there in the prison, because he found his way back to God. And you know, the Sunday after he got released, where did he go? He showed up at our New Thing Church there in San Diego. He's become a part of that community. He's actually helping lead worship now at that church. And it's just phenomenal. I mean, those are the kind of stories that we are asking God to break through in our world and bring. And we're thrilled that we finally now have the approval here in Illinois. And again, I see this as a breakthrough. You know, we've been waiting for this approval and waiting for this approval to go to the Joliet Treatment Center. And finally, God breaks through and we have this approval. But not only do we have that, they say, oh, and yes, you're also approved to go to this Fox Valley Transition Center as well. And so rather than just launching one community freedom location, in a couple weeks here, we're launching 2 in these 2 prison facilities in our area. And they are going to help people find their way back to God. Well, you might be thinking, I had no idea we were doing all this stuff. But here's the reality, friends. It doesn't happen without you. And it doesn't happen without me. You see, we all have a role to play in what God is doing. God is inviting us to be part of the breakthroughs that he is bringing in our church and through our church. And to understand our role, I think we can look back to this first church in Antioch, this church that was planted in this influential city. And we can see what was happening there. Because if we really want to become this sending church, I think that we too must become a listening and learning community. We got to be hungry for God's word. That's one of the reasons we're studying Acts together and doing the Turn the Page Bible experience together. It's because we've got to be hungry for God's word so we can learn how God moves and how we can join him in his mission in this world. I think we also got to learn about church planting happening in our city, which is what we're doing this morning. And so we listen and we learn, we become aware of how we can get involved, because the truth is we need more churches in the city of Chicago. If every single seat in every single church in Chicago was filled this morning, there would still be not enough space for people to find their way back to God. It's just the reality. We need more churches, so we need to be a listening and a learning community, but we also, if we want to see a breakthrough in church planting, we need to be a generous community. Remember, you don't have to be wealthy to be generous. We all just have to be willing to do our part. In fact, we saw this in the church at Antioch as they banded together to raise money to meet a need for another community. And really, the Breakthrough Initiative, that is the opportunity that is before us. The opportunity to band together to make the difference in other people's lives. And that's why we're challenging every person that calls community their church home to come to Commitment Sunday next week and bring a special gift and a commitment of what you are willing to give above and beyond your normal contribution to help bring breakthrough in all of these places and with all of these people. So I want to encourage you, pick up an envelope today, pray over it this week. Go online, you can make your commitment online if you want. But we have this opportunity before us, and every single generous gift will help people find their way back to God. But if we want to see a breakthrough in church planting, I think we also have to be a church that includes others who are different than ourselves. And let's face it, our city is one of the most segregated, segmented cities in the United States. But see, I also think that that's one of the great things about this Breakthrough Initiative, particularly in these partnerships we have with these 30 churches, because these 30 churches are extremely diverse. All walks of life, all parts of the city. And we have an opportunity here to better reflect the diversity and the beauty and the multicultural vision that God has for his church. And so let's get involved in this. Let's be a part of this. Let's invite, join with everyone in moving this mission forward. Finally, if we want to see a breakthrough in church planting, like the church in Antioch, I think we have to become a praying and fasting community. I think one of the things we see in these early Christ followers is that they knew. They were desperate for God to break through, and they knew that they needed him, that it wasn't something they could do on their own, and so they fasted and they prayed. And God guided them through that. He guided them to lay hands on Paul and Barnabas and to send them out. And friends, it makes me think of Jesus urging us to pray for workers. In Luke, he says, the harvest is plentiful. There are so many people there that are ready to find their way back to God, but the workers are few. And so Jesus told us to pray. Pray that the Lord of the harvest would raise up and send out more workers. And so as a community, let's pray for the church planters in our city. And let's pray that God would raise up more men and women, maybe even from this congregation right here. People who will go, people who will be sent, so that we can plant churches in every single neighborhood so that every person has the opportunity to find their way back to God. Friends, understand, if you are a follower of Jesus, a church planter has directly influenced your life. You see, 2,000 years ago, there was this church planted in the city of Antioch. And as it grew and became a sending church, they sent people out who planted churches all over the place, including all places in Europe. And you fast forward in history, there are people from Europe who came to the American colonies and planted churches here. And then, on April 26, 1879, a group of people started what would become First Christian Church in Vandalia, Missouri. And if you fast forward a few years, the people in that church invited a 10-year-old boy in their community to come and be a part of their church, and he came. And he began to learn and grow, and he found his way back to God. And eventually that boy grew up, and he became a pastor himself who planted Deer Creek Christian Church in the south suburbs of Chicago. And that pastor had two sons who also went on to plant a church, Community Christian Church, in Naperville, Illinois, which went on to plant 9 more locations, including the church that we are attending right now. You see, we are here today because there were people who went before us who had a vision that God would break through in this place and help people find their way back to God. Together, you and I can play a role in planting someone else's home church. That's what this is about. That is how we move the mission forward. So I want to invite you, I want to challenge you, I want to join you to jump in whole self to what God is doing in this place and how he wants to break through, not just in our own lives, but how he wants to use us to break through in the lives of others. In fact, we're going to take some time right now to pray and ask God through his Spirit to be working in our hearts and our minds. I want to ask you where you are, just to bow your head, close your eyes. And I want to prompt you just a couple things that we're going to pray for here together. First, I want to ask you just to silently pray right where you are for God to show you the part he wants you to play in breakthrough. How is God prompting you to help move the mission forward? Just take 30 seconds here. Pray for that. Next, let's join Jesus in his prayer for more workers for the harvest. Pray for church planters in our city. Pray that God would raise up more church planters, again, even from our own location here in Downers Grove, who will carry the good news of Jesus forward. Let's just take 30 seconds to pray for more workers to be sent. And as we close, I want to invite you to turn your eyes to the screen where we have this prayer that we're going to close by praying this prayer aloud together as we ask God for breakthrough. Would you join me in praying this prayer? Father, we ask you for breakthrough in our lives of other people. We open ourselves to the work of your Holy Spirit. Grow us, transform us, use us to further your mission in this world. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You know, when we think about this call that God has put on our church to be a sent people, that he's put on each of us to be sent to the places we live, we work, we play, it's really not that surprising that that's what God calls us to, because that's what we see in God himself. We see that God so loved the world, he so loved us, that he sent his son. He sent in his son into this world to walk amongst us, to show us what love looks like, what grace looks like, what hope looks like, ultimately to point us back to God. And Jesus was willing to sacrifice everything, including his own life, to make it possible for you and I to find our way back to the Father. And that's what we celebrate as we receive communion together. We celebrate that he was willing to lay down his own life, all for you, all for me. In Jesus, we see the reality that God has never put us on the back burner, and he never, ever want to invite everyone, anyone who wants to remember what Jesus did for us in his sacrifice to receive communion today. In a moment, the ushers are going to pass trays, and on them you'll find the bread representing his body and the juice representing his blood. And if you'd like to receive communion today, I want to encourage you just to pick up each of those and hang on to them. In just a moment, Ted is going to come and he's going to lead us in receiving them together. In this moment, let us celebrate the one who was sent here for us, Jesus.
Hey, Community Pastor Ted Canaris here. Thanks for listening to our podcast today. If you were inspired, encouraged, or challenged by what you heard today, I just want to encourage you to join a small group. It's the best way to keep the conversation going and to dive into what we're talking about every week with others asking the same questions as you. The best way to do that is to text SGINFO, all caps, one word, SGINFO, to 313131, and we'd love to help connect you into a small group today. Thanks again, and have a great day.